Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Talented Florida-based saxophonist, composer, arranger, and educator Jeff Rupert, joined by legendary saxophonist George Garzone. That was the tune, Alone Together, off their 2019 CD called The Ripple, and they created quite a ripple on this one. This album honors the impact of Lester Young's voice and music. Jeff has been a featured soloist on dozens of recordings with the likes of Mel Torme, Diane Schur, Benny Carter, and Maynard Ferguson. You may also remember he played on Benny Carter's Harlem Renaissance and it won a Grammy. He is a profound force in education as a professor and director of jazz studies at the University of Central Florida. And we caught up with him here at the show as the pandemic heated up, and he had some great thoughts on creativity. Have a listen.
Creativity is one of the most important qualities of being a human being, and certainly for being a jazz musician. And these diverse times, or challenging times, they really have brought out a lot of creativity in me and my friends that I talk to on a regular basis. a lot of due diligence of practicing, but also being creative, coming up with new ways of doing things.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has gone nowhere. We were around during Prohibition, and we are around during the global pandemic of 2020, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, delivering the real medicine, jazz. Let's listen to the crazy talented saxophonist George Garzone alone, Boston Strong, with the tune My Man off the 2012 CD Audacity as the show goes on.
Garzone talking to Joe Domino, the home of Neon Jazz, and Charlie Parker. Listen to this radio station.
That was the pianist and organist Roberta Pickett with the 2000 tune Speak Memory. This native New Yorker is the daughter of a European composer and a great American songbook singer who lives the swing while exploring the more adventurous harmonic possibilities of jazz and improvised music. We did catch up with her during the early phases of this pandemic, and she told us who she thought she really was.
I'm just a piano player. I just like to play jazz. I am all those things, the different things to different people. I'm just trying to be a good person and become a better person every day.
From the London-based new jazz duo known as Vertal, Theo Harwath and Ajit Gill, this is the tune Drop Off circa 2020 as the show moves forward.
Thank you. Hey Jazz Cats, it's Ajit and Theo here from London new jazz band Vital.
You are listening to our music right here on Neon Jazz Radio, coming your way from Kansas City. Over and out. No, we won't say that.
That was trombonist Ryan Keverly with the tune Blue Feather off the 2020 CD, The Melodic Line. Ryan is a varied and busy cat. He has worked in a lot of different musical settings with musicians ranging from superstars to up-and-coming innovators in jazz, indie rock, R&B, and even classical music. As a featured soloist with the Maria Schneider Orchestra, he collaborated with David Bowie on the 2015 single Sue, or In a Season of Crime. And from the very start, he knew his destiny was music, coming from a very musical family. We caught up with him here at the show, and this is what he had to say about that.
I'm one of those very, very lucky musicians who kind of always knew I would be a musician in some respect. Not only are both my parents professional musicians and music educators, but my grandparents on my mom's side are both music educators. In fact, my grandfather started my dad on the trumpet, and my dad is a professional trumpet player now. So it runs very deep in the family.
For a big influence on Ryan's life, this is trombonist, arranger, composer, bandleader, and music educator, One Busy Cat, Wycliffe Gordon, with the 2006 tune, Yat Do Dat Did, off the CD Cone S Soup, as we continue on down this line here.
New York City, pianist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Enjoy.
Originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and firmly based in New York, that was pianist Faulkner Evans with the tune So What Do You Mean off the 2002 CD Level the Playing Field. He is a third cousin to the iconic author William Faulkner and grew up on classic 60s rock and R&B before getting hooked on jazz in high school. After touring for 4 years with the Grammy Award-winning Western swing band Asleep at the Wheel, he moved to New York City in 1985. We caught up with him here at the show to talk about the new 2020 world of ours and the recovery. Have a listen.
You know, my biggest hope is that everybody goes out and supports the music. I think that goes without saying, and I think any musician would say that, because we don't know what we're facing when this is over. There's a lot of clubs out there right in the neighborhood that we live in that we don't know if they're going to be able to reopen. And one of the clubs is a club that I play at quite often called Smalls.
His first live show was a spectacular one, and it was a singer, legendary Betty Carter. And as we get into the tune Social Call circa 1980, have a listen to Faulkner explain.
But one thing that really did it for me was the first day I was in New York in 75 to study piano. And my piano teacher called me at the hotel that I was staying at on 42nd Street, very conveniently located, and he said that there was going to be a free concert at this place called the New York Jazz Museum, which is no longer there now, by a singer named Betty Carter.
I just swear, but to tell the truth, I haven't been too well, and if you should try to kiss me, I promise I won't stop. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental elemental simple social call. But to tell the truth, I haven't been too well. And if you should try to kiss me, I promise I won't stall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental elemental simple.
Lincoln City and all over the world. My name is Sylvester Ostrowski and I play saxophone. I come from Poland, Europe, and please check out my new composition, new song, Chief's Kingdom. Yes, exactly. It's my humble dedication home to the Kansas City and the great Chief's Kingdom band or team. Check that out. We'll be right back.
That was the Polish-based jazz saxophonist, composer, music producer, and all-around cool cat, Sylwester Ostrowski, with deep Kansas City roots, with a brand new 2020 single in honor of the Super Bowl 54 champion Kansas City Chiefs. As we get ready to begin this season on September the 10th, that was Chiefs Kingdom with the great Bobby Watson. We did catch up with him about this song and the team and this town, and this is what he had to say.
That was amazing. I mean, we came to Kansas City. Actually, that was the day when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. That day we came in the morning. Everywhere was Chiefs, you know, everywhere. The Red Sea was everywhere. So we've been watching the TV. Chapter starts singing the, you know, the chain of the Chiefs. Then took a couple of days, everybody, I just hear those, you know, the melody, the chain, many, many times.
So this next tune is paying respects to the great legendary double bassist Gary Peacock. This story had a twist. He did actually leave us on September 5th, 2020, but there were conflicting reports on the validity of it. But we have a better handle, and we know for sure that Gary has left us, and he was prolific, playing with legends all over the place on plenty of albums. This is the tune, Yugdal, off the 2015 CD, 53rd Street, as we give him a big, fond jazz farewell.
And I'm a jazz musician from Nigeria. I just want to say thank you, Joe, for having me to speak with you today at Neon Jazz from Kansas City.
A place inside my heart is where you start the love you give. Days when we are alone and you are in my arms, the blueness of the trueness of our love. Nights of moonlit skies imagine two keys. Something in your eyes filled me with bliss. Hold me in your arms, and then I will recall the blueness of the trueness of our love.
That was the very talented Nigerian jazz-born vocalist, now living in Los Angeles, Doye the Artist, with the tune Blue Bossa off her latest 2019 CD, Quattro. And one of her influences was a legendary singer and pianist, Dinah Washington. And as we get into the elegance of her with Jitterbug Waltz, we want to thank you for elegantly sticking around and listening to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a real gone cat, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. We dig you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
When you swing and sway, you'll find you're doing something new, the old-fashioned way. The rhythm of the dance is sure to bring romance, so why not take a chance and learn the jitterbug waltz today? Right. why not take the chance and learn to jitterbug once today?
Neon Jazz.